Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kick off NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Join today. Get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed. All you got to do is place your first $5 bet. Sign up with promo code 2400 to get in on the action, and then you can turn game day into payday all season long. And the best part, take that $150 in free bets. There's big games every weekend, ones you'll have big opinions on, and you can get on your way. Play your way. Bet on more than just the final score. Wager on everything from touchdowns to total yards to catches. You name it. FanDuel's got more markets than anybody. You can even combine your bets for a chance of a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. Don't fumble your chance to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code 2400. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms. Sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
We've got our take cannons loaded and ready. Absolutely dominant on deep routes. Absolutely dominant on short
the
routes.
The boys are back, baby.
Excellent separation against man coverage.
It's Reception Perception, the show.
You know who has had the exact opposite season of Justin Jefferson? That would be Devontae Smith. Because week one, Devontae Smith, literally nothing.
Nothing.
Nada. Zero. Zero catches for Devontae Smith. And all that preseason noise of, okay, Jalen is going to just throw to A.J. Brown repeatedly over and over and over again. It's going to be a run-heavy team like we saw last year. That came to fruition as well. So I thought it made a lot of sense to then say, okay, Devontae Smith is in trouble. He's in trouble because they've been telling us this all offseason. This is what they're going to do. Week one, this is what they did. And then week two, we started getting a little bit more Devontae Smith, right? Then week three, my dude goes absolutely ham sandwich. 12 targets, 8 receptions, 169, and a spectacular touchdown as well. Oh my God. Top scoring wide receiver in week number three, Matt Harmon. What do we expect with Devontae Smith moving forward?
Yeah, I agree with you that after week one, you had to be a little nervous because, you know, the thought was, this offense can't really afford to have a funnel target, right? Because they're not going to throw the ball that much to Philadelphia Eagles. Well, you can throw it out the window because now at this point they're 11th in terms of neutral pass rate right now, the Philadelphia Eagles. Like they were the bottom barrel team in terms of pass attempts last year.
Right.
They've completely flipped that around this year. Now they're back to doing kind of what they did in the early part of last season. And I'll actually bring back up a conversation I had with Devonta Smith, the person, this offseason, where he said, like, we might come out 1 month and be this type of team. We might come out 1 month and be this type of team because it just matters what's working. Like, I think last year, if they had come out in the early part of the season, they were throwing the hell out of the ball and it had worked, then they would have stuck with it, right? Because I think that's what the Eagles want to be, probably a pass first team based on, just look at like the way their front office operates, very analytics focused. They trade a bunch of picks for a star receiver. They probably want their passing game to be pretty good, right? But then last year, because I think Nick Sirianni and this coaching staff is actually pretty good, they just decide, okay, we're going to actually be a run heavy team because we can't pass the ball right now because Jalen Hurts is still developing and like Jalen Reagor's taking a bunch of snaps for us. Like, we're not very good at the wide receiver position. And Devonta Smith is a rookie. Now in this year, like, why would they not throw the ball, right? Because Jalen Hurts clearly taking a step forward. They have a top five receiver in AJ Brown, and they have a second year receiver in Devonta Smith, who is awesome. Like, I didn't draft a lot of Devonta Smith this year because I was worried about their pass heaviness, but Jalen Hurts has so outkicked our expectations. Right. AJ Brown has clicked right away. To now the point that, like, I think the Eagles have a 1A and a 1B in terms of that's how good Devonta Smith is. Like, me not drafting a lot of Smith in fantasy or ranking him low in fantasy was never about Smith's talent, because you forget, like, not only was this guy like a reception perception superstar as a rookie and as a college prospect, he won the Heisman Trophy, James, in an era where like offense is berserk at the college level. He had an all-time season. And I'm just so happy.
And the other thing is, wide receivers never
win the Heisman.
Never. It's always quarterbacks and running backs.
Great point. I'm just so happy for Devonta Smith too, because like the way he won against the Commanders too. Remember the BMI tweets, bro? Like, remember when he was too skinny? I mean, we're talking about like tough ass contested catches.
Good
his deep
God.
Catch was contested. His touchdown was contested. Awesome. Like, he's a star receiver, I think. Devonta Smith is so good. And I think at this point, like, the Eagles, they're the best offense in the NFC. Like, some of these other teams will get better, you know? Like, the Bucks will get guys healthy.
Yeah.
The Packers might take a few steps forward, you know, as they kind of figure out the post-Devonta Adams identity. Some of these teams, like the Rams, will get better as time goes on. But right now, I think it's a clear tier of one, with the Eagles being the best offense in the entire NFC right now. And they've got a great big three with Hurts, with Brown, with Devonta Smith. And then they've also got other dudes beyond that. So I think it's kind of wheels up for Devonta Smith at this point.
I do think that the target share will be relatively inconsistent, as we have seen through the first 3 weeks of the season. But man, if he is doing what he is doing right now, which is creating separation, getting open, and then he and Jalen Hurts are starting to, you know, figure some things out. Well, I tell you, it is very, very interesting. I was so down on myself because I had Devonta Smith in a lot of different spots because the price went down so far.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But now I feel great. I feel like a genius,
dude.
Feel
good now, yeah.
I feel awesome now. But no, and again, I remember talking to you last year, I think it was, about Devonta Smith. And just saying, like, yeah, he is a natural separator, but man, there are those concerns because someone of his size and speed has literally never done it in the NFL before. And for him to be doing what he is doing is special because of that, too. Geno Smith, is he kind of sort of good? Like, what is going on? Is he kind of sort of decent, man? Like, 77.5% completion rate. Obviously, these are all career highs, by the way. He's averaging 240 yards passing. He's got 4 touchdowns and 2 interceptions over 3 games. It's 7 yards per pass attempt and about 7 air yards per pass attempt as well. It's a relatively conservative mix right there, but he's being super efficient with what he's got. And he's running the system in a way that Russell Wilson never did.
The biggest thing with Russ over the last few years is like we said with Nathaniel Hackett, they always just become the Russell Wilson offense. Like even if organically the coaches aren't like bending over backwards to make it the Russell Wilson offense, like it seems like Nathaniel Hackett is, he's just such a hyper-specific type of quarterback that you can put Shane Waldron in there to run like a Shanahan McVay style offense. He comes from that coaching tree. And you know what they're going to run? They're going to run the Russell Wilson offense, because Russ is just so hyper-specific like that. They become like a run deep pass offense, because it just is always what it is. So they're always going to be like, Seattle's going to be conservative, but I think what's a tough look for Russ is not just that Geno's playing pretty well. It's a couple of things. One, I think that Seattle, their bet this offseason, because Russ was clearly, there was clearly a rift growing between the two sides.
Right.
And I think the biggest rift of it was Russ believed he was something that he was not. And the Seahawks decided, we're going to get out now. Like, we're going to trade him now, because we're going to get out at the right time. And they did get out at the right time, right? Like, if Russ has this season that he's having in Denver right now, or even like a slightly better version of this season in Seattle in 2022, the Seahawks aren't getting the package that they got for him, you know, a few months ago. So they made that bet. I think they've won that bet so far.
Oh, yeah.
100%. And from a Russ standpoint, too, it's like you look back at what Seattle's got. I think Tyler Lockett catches some of those Jerry Jeudy passes that Tyler Lockett's like the player that everybody thought Jerry Jeudy was, you know, and DK Metcalf is the player that people wish Cortland Sutton was.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That is interesting. But no, I think, like I said, I think with how well Geno Smith is playing in this Pete Carroll offense, it's such a bad look for Russell Wilson, because they are more efficient. They can move the ball a little bit. And listen, nobody is comparing Geno Smith to Russell Wilson. We had written Geno Smith off, and for good reason too. By the way, like, his first 2 years as a Jet, dude was the worst quarterback in the NFL. He was awful. So I don't know. It's an interesting look there in Seattle, and I was really obviously concerned with Tyler Lockett, and then now Geno Smith has kind of sort of made that irrelevant. Like, he's feeding him really high efficiency targets, and it actually, that connection looks pretty good.
It does look really good, and honestly, like, when you look back at last year, you know, Tyler Lockett actually had the target share edge to DK Metcalf when Geno Smith started. DK just made some of the bigger plays, but you know, you brought up our buddy Marcus Grant, and I hope Marcus doesn't listen to this and realize I'm bringing him up so close to Geno Smith.
Geno Smith
for a lot of reasons, but we'll leave that there. You brought up like Marcus Grant and the just throw to your good players narrative.
Right
now, 26% of the targets in Seattle to Tyler Lockett, 25% to DK Metcalf, 38% of the air yards to Tyler Lockett, 33% to DK Metcalf. Geno is throwing to his boys, throwing to the good players. They're not getting like, you know, Will Disley pops in rando touchdowns every now and again. Yeah. You know, Noah Fant is a third on the team with 10 targets. They're not doing what Denver's doing, right? Like, messing around with all these goofball players. Like, they've got two guys and they're throwing the ball to the good guys. So, like, I don't know that it's going to be tough for these guys generally to have good weeks together. They're not going to play the Falcons defense every single week.
Right.
Are the Seattle Seahawks.
Correct.
But I think that Tyler Lockett was really undervalued in fantasy, and I think DK Metcalf was maybe slightly undervalued coming into this year. I will admit that I think I was too hard on Geno, because I think Geno is like a really good backup quarterback. He's just a really good backup quarterback. He's not a starting quarterback. He shouldn't be like your plan to roll into the season with Geno Smith.
No, absolutely not.
It's what happened, and I think he's gonna be fine for these receivers.
Look, he has outperformed, and he's making a lot of us eat crow, because listen, he had the line of the freaking year. People wrote me off, but I didn't write back. And bro, I hope you hold that energy, because dude, you deserve it, man. Like everyone shat on Geno Smith, and dude is playing pretty good football. Like, I'm not saying he's an all pro or something crazy like that. I'm just saying he looks like a functional mid-tier starting quarterback in the NFL. You know, it's like, is he the future? Obviously not, right? But he's a functional quarterback in the NFL. And dude, I tell you what, man, like, he's actually, you know, keeping this offense in Seattle afloat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.